coverage of race, and the study found that it was often discussed in the context of affirmative action and race being a distraction, that we need to talk about class or economic issues.
And this is one of the, what we call one of the seven harmful racial discourse practices that we have in part one of our report, the diverting from race. And at Race Forward, you know, we certainly don't think that race is the only factor involved in many of the inequities in our country. We think, though, that race should always be a part of that conversation. And we should think about, the compounding effects of race and class and race and gender, sexual orientation, et cetera. And so absolutely, we saw that, you know, a lot of the coverage, a lot of the op-ed articles really were, in a sense, calling for race-neutral admissions, for a switch to class-based affirmative action. But, you know, again, in some respects, they're missing the point about how intertwined race and class are in this country.
Now, the report, finally, it doesn't just document bad media patterns. You're trying to point to successful campaigns, too, which suggests that the race conversation can be changed. Tell us a little bit about what these positive lessons can tell us.
Sure, absolutely. So we cover a couple different campaigns and actions, what we call interventions and initiatives. So one is a campaign that we spearheaded ourselves here at Race Forward. It was called the Drop the I Word campaign, which successfully changed the Associated Press's policy in terms of how they refer to undocumented immigrants. So they actually did drop the use of the term illegal in terms of describing immigrants. We're not just pointing the finger at the media. This is, you know, political figures, people who run our schools, people in our criminal justice system, people at your job. So people all over, really, who may use some of these, again, harmful racial discourse practices or unproductive racial discourse practices. Another one from the immigration debate is a artist, Fabiana Rodriguez's Migration is Beautiful, Butterfly Imagery. So there's lessons about being able to use arts and the creative arts to be able to change people's understandings, again, about the challenges that face us.
We've been speaking with Dominique Apollon from the group Race Forward. To read their report, Moving the Race Conversation Forward, go to raceforward.org. Dominique, thanks for joining us this week on Counterspin.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks very much.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by the Media Watch Group FAIR. FAIR also publishes a monthly magazine called Extra. For subscription information, call our toll-free number. That's 1-800-847-3993. Or go to FAIR.org for more information. That's also where you can listen to Counterspin and subscribe to the Counterspin podcast. This show is engineered by Alex Noyes and co-hosted by Peter Hart. I'm Steve Rendell. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Robert Marley is the embodiment of Jamaican roots music, and through a wealth of magnificent recordings and his rebel philosophy, he has become a hero to freedom fighters and the downtrodden around the world. So it's with great pleasure that the award-winning Midnight Ravers proudly present Bob Marley, Rasta Revolution, a five-hour WBAI Music Marathon special, airing Friday, February 7th, 2014, from 12 midnight to 5 a.m. So tell your loved ones, tune in and show your support. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special. Stand up for your
right. Get up. And you're listening to WBAI in New York. The time is 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Time once again for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening, joined tonight by Mike.
Hello.
And Bernie S.
Greetings from Philadelphia.
And a special guest, the new program director, fairly new program director of WBAI, Bob Hennelly.
Welcome. Interim, please. We only make them interim so they don't get illusions of permanence.
Yeah, they've always been interim.
That's right. We like to keep insecurity throughout the workforce.
Well, hopefully the interim lasts a while so you can actually
maybe through the pledge drive, get or maybe
things.
Not.
Well, this is a pledge drive. That's,
yes, it is. That is it.
That's the secret that we're sharing tonight.
That's the secret sauce, yes.
But it's a different kind of pledge drive.
It is. Yes, that's right. Because the programming is the premium. If you're listening now, against all odds, yes, Arbitron is defined. There's 335,000 discrete listeners. So I guess if that's the case.
Discrete?
Discrete. Well,
that's the problem.
Separate and independent, exactly.
All right.
If I would imagine, if you're listening now, you've probably done what I have always done, which is tune in because these guys are great company. You learn stuff. It passes time. You find that if you listen here, I usually think it's the Off the Hook 6 month track where I've heard it here and then it's in the New York Times. Like, I feel so smart. Like, wait. There it is again. And consistently over the years, I've noticed that you've identified the things that society gets all like, I can't believe this is true. I'm like, well, it's been around for a while. And so if you're probably one of those kinds of people that is ahead of the curve, well, in order to keep this ahead of the curve collectively and communally, we have to pay for it. There's no magical thinking. We are fresh out of special tchotchkes. What we have are the individuals that for 54 years have been coming voluntarily to bring you programming they believe in.
Well, we haven't been doing the show for 54 years, but we feel like we have sometimes because so much has changed over the years.
That's right. That's right. We need you to call 212-209-2950. We have thank you gifts. We have all kinds of thank you gifts. There's all kinds of updated 2014 WBAI swag. But the bottom line here is it has to be the programming. That is the premium. Also, we've been, and you'll get a kick out of this, we've been doing something revolutionary, opening up the phones and letting hundreds of people who live in the area call in and interact spontaneously with crazy things like Mayor de Blasio saying it's a hazardous day to travel and then keeping the schools open. Like, someone should connect those things. Like, what should I do? Or observing that the same storm comes into the tri-state region, Governor Christie declares a state of emergency and tells non-essential workers to stay home. And here in New York City, it was business as usual. Now, we saw this Groundhog Day when Mayor Bloomberg told people in a similar storm, same thing happened. Governor Christie told people to stay home, avoid difficulties, and Mayor Bloomberg told people to go to Broadway shows.
See, well, Christie is very cautious. Doesn't want to step on anybody's feet. So he's going to tell everybody just to stay home and leave him alone.
That's right, in general. Yeah. Anyway, listen, I want you guys to have a great show. I'm going to come back a little bit later. 212-209-2950. It does matter. If you listen, you call in during this time, there is an association between the number of people that call in and the prowess of the program. I mean, I like to say it doesn't matter, but it does.
Uh-huh. And also people can go to the website, too.
Exactly. Exactly. And you have that, I guess it's give to WBAI.
And two is the number two.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm going to let you have a great program. I'll be back a little later.
Okay. We'll see you then. Bob Hennelly, new program director, fairly new program director of WBAI, and we're seeing some changes. I think some positive changes as far as the tone, because we're not offering you magical solutions. We're not offering you anything that might seem a little too good to be true. What we are offering you is a program on a radio station where, actually, as Bob was saying, if you listen in 6 months, you might actually hear it in the mainstream. So you are getting something that is magical in that sense. You're getting knowledge. You're getting education. You're getting information well ahead of its time. And I think that's something worth supporting, because without this place, without WBAI being here, we'd have the internet. Yeah, we'd be able to get the word out there, and you'd have to find us through all the noise. Whereas here, every Wednesday, 7 o'clock, you can tune in to 99.5 FM in New York City and listen to this program about technology, about hackers, about activism, about all kinds of interesting things. We've been doing it since 1988, and we'd like to continue with this radio station that happens to be here that allows programming like this. So show your support for that, 212-209-2950. If the program off the hook matters to you, that is the best premium we can offer. It's a premium we've offered over the years. Sometimes we throw in extra gifts for different amounts, but this time WBAI is kind of rebooting, and we're going back to the basics, because if it's not about the programming, what is it about? It can't be about all kinds of products and things like that. It's got to be about what we broadcast over the radio, and I think Off the Hook listeners get that. Yes, Bernie, were you trying to say something?
No, I'm sorry. It was someone standing near me was talking, but I walked into a quieter room.
Well, did they have something to say as far as getting people to call?
Well, it was in Vietnamese, but that's exactly what they were saying, to call 212-209-2950.
In any language?
Because in any language, because we have, I think there's some multilingual people at the phone bank, and this content is just not available anywhere else. So, you know, if you want to keep this kind of free and open free speech radio, where listeners can call in and talk about the topics that are really only discussed on this show, compared to any other radio station that I know of, you should call 212-209-2950.
I should point out that we are doing this. We're doing this kind of a fundraiser, a totally different style here at WBAI, in response to what listeners have asked for. They've asked for less hawking of items, less, promotional sounding fundraising, and more getting back to what it's all about in the first place, which is what we're broadcasting over the radio. So yeah, this is the time to make that count. And if people call in 212-209-2950 and say, yes, I want to pledge however much for Off the Hook to keep that show on the air, then we know that that is what matters to people. It's the radio show. And that really is what it should be about in the first place when you call to support a radio station. It shouldn't be about getting a tote bag or a hat or something like that. It should be about keeping the show that you're listening to on the air. The more people who do that, the more we can do these kinds of fundraisers where it's not so in your face. It's more like you're investing in what you're listening to and you're a part of the community. 212-209-2950. We have the BAI Buddy, which basically allows you to have an amount deducted from your bank account every month. I think it's as low as $5 a month, all different amounts. And that is an amazing way to pledge support, because it's painless. It just basically is something that happens automatically for a year, and it helps us tremendously. And it's basically the price of a cup of coffee a month, or all kinds of things that cost $5, or however much you choose to support us with. 212-209-2950. Every call counts, and the better we do this hour, and we're not preempted once this whole fund drive. That's another thing. The better we do this hour, the more it means as far as keeping Off the Hook going and knowing that we have a strong listener base.
I don't want to spend too much time telling you how little time we're taking, but I will just say that this pledge format is a bit of an experiment for us. So your pledge now, 212-209-2950, is not only a vote in favor of keeping Off the Hook on the air, keeping WBAI on the air, but keeping us on the air throughout the pledge period and keeping our content on the air throughout the pledge period instead of spending, as sometimes we do, the whole hour on pledging.
Exactly,
if that sounds good to you, give us a call.
And, you know, I could tell the